Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls, and the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests John Baylor, Rochester's own Mike Kenny, and me, Sid Schroyer, the announcer guy. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your Radio Hour host, the Emperor of the Enlightenment, George Stricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round. Well, thank you so much, and welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. It's such a pleasure to have you all here. We're happy to have our musical director, a very talented fellow that I met a couple years ago, John Baylor, with us today. Would you welcome John? Thank you. And John is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays a lot of different instruments and quite a fascinating guy. But I want to hear a little bit about a song that you want to play here.
Well, I got a tune here called If I Was a Bird, and it's kind of a song about, now I'm not going to say too much about it because my wife is sitting here in the crowd, and anytime I talk about this song, she gets upset with me.
She does.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Don't ask me why.
Okay, well you.
But this is just kind of a song about I mean, you could almost say like a delight in having weakness, just because that means you get to turn to somebody else.
Even the strong grow weak, even the proud have tears. Water comes running from our eyes once every 6 or 7 years. So right now, if I was a bird, I'd build a pretty little nest there in the cusp of your arms, and lay my head upon your breast. Sometimes I stand like a stone, bold as a mountain top, but like a king upon his throne, sometimes the act stops. So right now, if I was a bird, I'd build a pretty little nest there in the cusp of your arms, and lay my head upon your breast. I will be there when you're falling, I'll be an anchor for you, like a lighthouse. course, when you're lost, please say you'll be there too. Some days I'm young and I'm strong. Some days I'm sick in bed. Some days my life is just beginning. One day I'll draw my last breath. So right now, if I was a bird, I'd build a pretty little nest there in the cusp of your arms, and lay my head upon your breast, and lay my head upon your breast, and lay my head upon your breast.
Thank you.
All right. John, that was so fine.
Well, thank you.
So fine. And I've heard you sing that a few times, and I think that's the best time I ever heard you sing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So that's a kind of a inspired by Western swing, right?
Well, I'm using a lot of swing chords that I learned in order to play Western swing music. I do a lot of cowboy tunes, and I play some with my family band, which I've been playing with for just about as long as I played guitar. And I play in nursing homes nowadays and still do a lot of old cowboy swing songs and those. So a lot of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys and Sons of the Pioneers in particular.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
And so I had to learn to play guitar like that to be able to handle those kind of songs. And I don't do a whole lot of that on my original music, but every now and then I like to sneak in a taste of it.
Well, it's kind of nice because, you know, Wild Rose Moon can be kind of, the radio hour can be a little sedate sometimes. So it gives us a little bit of chance to swing those hips, you know, and get going.
I think I
feel much more limbered up after something like that.
Well, good. I think in general that one person singing and playing guitar can sometimes be a little sedate. And I know there's people laughing, but it's like a kind of a serious concern of mine. If I play music, I want people to you know, feel some energy in what I'm doing, and it's difficult. If you're one person playing a guitar, it's a lot easier to get energy across if you got a full band of people up here. And I work really hard, although I'll play a couple of songs that you could say are more, I don't want to use the word sedate again, but, you know, more like sweet or tender or whatever. I do those kind of songs too. But when I put on a program, I want it to be, you know, energetic, and I want people to be excited about it. So
right.
I got to come up with a lot of different tricks to make that work as one guy with a guitar.
Well, that's a great trick you got there. So I want to talk a little bit about your past and a little bit about your relationship to your family band. And especially, I'm interested, you know, we had Joel Mabus on the show. Mm-hmm. And Joel Mabus has his folks toured the countryside promoting the WLS Barn Dance. They were part of a musicians group that did that, and you have something to do with that too, because there was a recreation, right?
Yeah, of course. What I did was a little different than Joel Mabus's parents, but still a connection, yeah, to the WLS National Barn Dance, and that was a radio program that was on WLS and came out of Chicago, and it was a old country variety show, and actually sort of evolved into the Grand Ole Opry. And so it's a show that has kind of a similar flavor to that, but maybe a little more down-home feeling than what the Grand Ole Opry today has. And my dad and I in particular, were part of this program, and my mom joined us for at least 1 year. We were part of a program at the State Fair that was a WLS National Barn Dance reenactment. So we portrayed people that were part of that program, and us and several others, a big cast of musicians from around Indiana.
Who were those people? Do you remember their names?
Oh, if I start listing names, then I'm afraid I'm going to leave some people off.
Okay. I thought maybe the couple that you played, remember that.
The ones that we portrayed.
Yeah, that you portrayed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted the whole roster of Indiana musicians that were a part of this.
No, well, that'll be a pop quiz later in the program.
Oh, for the game show, right?
Yeah, right.
So I don't have to answer it. Okay. We portrayed a group called Carl and Hardy, and they're maybe more obscure than some of the musicians on there. We had other people that did Lula Bell and Scotty, and Pat Buttram was not a musician on there, but
Pat Buttram from Green Acres,
right? Yep.
Mr. Haney mm-hmm. kind of dates me, doesn't it?
Well, I know who that is too. Oh. So, so we portrayed, like I say, Carl and Hardy, and they were a old country duet group. And my dad and I have done a lot of duets together, and in particular a lot of like old country brother duets. And Carl and Hardy was kind of doing that same type of music there. So we just found the closest thing in the WLS repertoire that fit what we were already doing.
Now, I think that's all great, but how did you stumble into Plymouth? That's my question, because I can't think what might have brought you here.
Well, I was getting ready to leave my job as a high school English teacher, and I thought I would like to become a professional musician, and so I just sort of landed on Plymouth.
Wow. And we're very lucky, aren't we? Aren't we? Lucky to have John Baylor as a musical director, Plymouth, Indiana, a little town of 10,000.
Okay, George, I was pulling your leg a little bit there.
If I might interrupt,
yeah,
I'm the announcer guy, by the way.
Oh.
The high school he's talking about is the high school that I attended some 40 or 50 years ago.
That's a question.
Oh. I won't tell you what that is. But anyway, when
maybe they weren't paying attention.
And discovered that we had that connection. It was pretty cool.
Boy, I got a little.
Do you have
off
another
track.
Song for us?
Wait, I had a really great comment. Oh, yeah, the comment was, George, I was just lying to you. That's not why I came to Plymouth, and I wanted to clear the air before, anything else here.
You lie to me? Well, that's never happened before, has
well,
it, John Baylor?
It was a fiction, George.
Fiction.
Yeah.
That's from the English background.
Yeah,
the English
yeah.
background. Anyway, you got another song for us.
Yeah, this one is called The Last Time, and this is a... Actually, it's sort of a combination of a couple of my songs. I wrote a tune when I was in maybe early high school, could have been junior high, but probably early high school. And I liked it. I thought it was kind of repetitive, so it had some weaknesses, but overall I liked the song. And more recently, I was working on this other tune, and I'd play through the verse and just looking for like where it's supposed to go from here. And I had something in my head, and it's like, that seems really familiar. And then I realized, oh, it's just reminding me of another song I wrote. So I thought, I'm just going to put the two together, because as much as I liked that other song, like I say, it had this problem that bugged me. And the storylines of the two songs didn't fit really well together, so I had to just kind of mash them and make them fit. And I didn't know how that would turn out, but I was real happy with the results. This heart was born to wander, but there's one thing for sure. With all these promises, I can't go wander no more. Can't go wander no more. But now she says it's over, and I am free again. And all I wanna do is go out wandering. Go wander again. And I know this is the last time. Yeah, she said it was the last time. This is the last time I'll be with her. But not the last time I'll speak with her. And though it's sure to hurt at first, not being her. Said that it will hurt to say goodbye. I'm gonna need some wandering. I'm gonna need some time. I'm gonna need some wandering. I'm gonna need some time. Thank you.
I've got to leave this county and find some quiet place. Get lost in sweet reflection, hide away my face, hide away my face. And I know this is the last time. Yes, she said it was the last time. This is the last time I'll touch her hand, but not the last time we'll make our plans. And though I cannot understand, I'll be strong and celebrate the days I spend alone. I'm gonna need some wandering, I'm gonna need some time. I'm gonna need some wandering, I'm gonna need some time. It's only gonna take some wandering, it's only gonna take some time. It's only gonna take some wandering, it's only gonna take some time. It's only gonna take some wandering, it's only gonna take some time. It's only gonna take some wandering, it's only gonna take some time. And I know this is the last time. Yeah, she said it was the last time. I'm gonna need some wandering.
Boy, John, that was just great. What a great delivery. That was tremendous. And a very episodic song in terms of the way it works musically.
Mm-hmm.
Quite transfixing. I was transfixed by your song.
I was too. I kind of needed to take a break.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for joining us in the first half of this show. And we're going to have you back in the third half. The third, that's not a half, is it? In the last third.
Yogi Bear is your host tonight.
I'm trying to figure out how this show's put together still. Anyway, we're going to have you back for a couple more songs later. Thank you. We're going to talk a little bit more about songwriting when you get back. And in our next section of the show, we're going to have a guest from Rochester, Indiana. Mike Kenny will join us. And the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show with two special guests.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.